All right, and we are back. How's everybody doing? Not bad.
Doing all right.
I got good news. They're doing a new sequel to the Conjuring.
Okay.
Wait, wasn't this last one called The Last Rites, implying it was the last one?
See, now you are correct, but here's how they get around it. So the new future of the Conjuring franchise is, do you remember the Curse of La Llorona?
Kind of.
Yeah, the Mexican one?
Yeah. Well, that's going to be the new the Conjuring moving forward.
Brown Ghost? Like,
do you have anything to do with it?
Well, so here's where you're wrong, because there was a priest in the Curse of La Llorona that referenced a priest who dealt with Annabelle.
Oh, Tuco's okay. In this movie. That's funny.
Yeah, so because one time a character made reference to another character in it, then they're just the same movie. You know what I mean? It's like the same thing. No other crossovers.
I'll be honest. They kind of had the flash. I don't know if you guys saw the film, but there's like a flashback scene.
I did.
And I was like, oh, they're probably just going to make prequels from now on, so they don't have to pay Vera Farmiga and Patrick Wilson an actual paycheck.
Well, she's old as fuck,
yeah, but,
dude.
But they're like, but they could just pay these like random no-name 20-something actors and just be like, cool, we're cheap. They're like, I figured that was a cheap way to like start making more Conjuring films in that world.
She's only 52.
That's basically senior citizen, okay? You can't
you play the nun now.
Well, the thing is, when you look at her, she just looks really fucking old.
Yeah, she's aged like a fine milkshake.
Yeah, it's really distracting.
Vegas.
Yeah, it's all the qualifiers, but
God,
yeah, it's
lumps everywhere.
Yeah, it's not good, but yeah, that wouldn't be a bad way for them to go. But when I was watching it, I was like, okay, this feels like a good conclusion to it. Like I'm fine with that just being the end. But then I saw this article and I was like, but they said it was the end. Like, really? Like,
yeah.
I know that they do this every few years. They say, yeah, we were done, but we're going to do another one, like, you know, 4 or 5 years later or something. But I'm like, the paint is still wet. Like, what are we doing? And then I saw, oh, you're going to try to shoehorn this one in. Which was a thing that like nobody saw. I guess, huh. I don't have, could someone pull up box office numbers for The Curse of La Llorona? I seriously know nobody who saw that movie.
I saw it on a plane. It had a box office total of $123 million with a domestic gross of $54 and international gross of $68. Film was apparently made on a $9 million budget, so that's good.
Okay, yeah, so they made it
very little of it.
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't remember you saying you saw it and then anything happened.
I just remember it takes place in like 70s LA, and there's just like Mexicans in like a tenement housing kind of thing, and the projects of LA. I don't know if LA has projects, but yeah.
I don't. Maybe they didn't at the time.
It's also directed by like a nobody.
Yeah, that's all I.
Well, it was Michael Chavez or something, right?
In what?
The
director of Curse of La Llorona. Wait, wasn't he the guy that ended up doing like the most recent? Like he did the most recent. What you call it? Gosh dang! What's that stupid movie called? The new the new Conjuring.
He directed The Last Rite. Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He directed The Nun 2, The Devil Made Me Do It, The Curse of La Llorona and Last Rites.
But The Curse was the first one.
Yeah, so I did. Yeah. I saw all of those movies except for the La Llorona. I actually asked ChatGPT because I wanted to watch the Last Rites. So I asked how The Curse of La Llorona is linked, because I want to know if there's anything that I would need to see. And it pretty much said no, skip it. Well, I did watch The Nun 2, and it's pretty amusing. Like, because The Nun is not good, but The Nun 2 was kind of okay. There was some pretty funny stuff in it, but
ambient.
It's ruined. That for The Nun 1, right?
Yeah, you just fall asleep and just, you know,
right out. Oh yeah, you go right out. Yeah, oh yeah. But with The Nun 2, it was what the first one should have been. It's a lot more exciting. It's a lot more crazy stuff happening and more consistently. And some,
like a biplane or something?
Well, we're going to talk about a biplane. We'll talk about the biplane. But it's like that level of quality. No, but it's like actually stuff happening, because The Nun was like nothing happened. And then 30 minutes in, like a loud noise happened. And then another 30 minutes, yeah. Like another loud. It's like it's the worst type of that movie, where this was, some of it was a little cheesy, but like there's a retarded DEI Blackie Boo in it, who's training to be a nun, but she's like, I don't even know if I believe this Jesus stuff. It's like, then why the fuck are you here?
Why are you in seminary school kind of situation?
Yeah, it was the stupidest thing.
Free room and board.
I guess. Oh, that I mean, that's the blackest reason to be there.
It checks out.
Yeah, it was very odd to me. But yeah, we had very bizarre scare scenes where just like stuff just like explodes, and it's amusing. It's not that good. The Conjuring 4, it was okay. The Conjuring 3 is not great, but so now we're just going to have it just be the Mexican one. The movie that no one talked about. But hey, you know, we got ourselves finally turned this white Christian franchise. Because that was the interesting thing about The Conjuring. It was like the only major tentpole franchise that was led by heterosexual white Christians, and they weren't portrayed as weak and retarded. It was very unique. And then now they just get rid of it, making it a Mexican franchise. Yeah, it's pretty funny. So, you know, I applaud them for their stupidity. And I heard this thing where I heard some fags talking about how Hollywood is now out of movies. And apparently what had happened was that all of the movies that came out in the last few years were all the things that got pushed back from COVID. So now they don't have anything left, which is a funny way to think about it, because everything that they've put out lately has been just the fucking absolute worst. So what are we gonna do here? Like what's Hollywood's plan?
Hire more Jew writers.
Well, they don't have that many Jew writers. They're all like the like blue haired feminists.
Maybe.
Yeah, because everything that they're putting out, well, I mean, all the producers are Jewish, but all the writers feel like Tumblrettes. And if and then it is funny to think of it if they're out there actively like, well, we don't have any movies in the hopper. We're out of movies. Well, that's because they're deliberately trying to make movies with a singular agenda. Like, we want to make the gayest shit possible. Did anyone watch this One Battle at a Time yet? Just out of curiosity.
It's on my list, but no.
Yeah, it's like, it really seems like Leonardo DiCaprio. It's just about him getting blacked or him, like, you know, oil drilling. So it's
like,
it's
Jackie
just
Brown.
Like, it's like he saw Jackie Brown and thought, this is the best movie ever.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like the same idea where it's like he's just constantly like looking for blacks to have sex with so he can prove that he's a revolutionary. And this is a movie that people were like trying to herald as the best movie ever made, but it was a movie based on a book that was making fun of these stupid faggots. And they took it seriously.
People are misinterpreting it.
Is it a reverse?
It's
like a reverse American Psycho.
Well, it would be like American Psycho, but Starship Troopers is the correct one. But it would be like if it was American Psycho, but they, even though he's killing people, they're trying to do it like Dexter style. Like, well, the people he's killing, like, well, he's killing like a homeless person and a prostitute and like Wall Street yuppies. Like, these aren't good people. So he's actually like, he's not crazy. He's the only one that understands. It's like, it's that level of tone deaf where you can be like, well, yeah, I mean, I don't want those people around me, but at the same time, like, he's not doing it for good reasons. He's just compulsively killing because there's something wrong with him. Where this is like, it was a book. It was written by the guy who wrote Inherent Vice, and it was making fun of the Weather Underground and Bill Ayers. Okay. And then they just took that and said, yeah, that's the good stuff. We're going to be righteous and we're going to tell that story. Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. And they were too stupid to realize that it's making fun of those faggots, these like wannabe revolutionaries. And that's why it's heralded as this best movie. Okay, did anyone watch The Frankenstein yet?
No.
Not yet. Actually, I'm seeing it tonight.
Okay, yeah, I was wondering if that one was redeeming. Cause I'm not expecting anything to be good. Like, Me and the GF, we're going to watch Zootopia 2 because that might be, you know, cute and amusing. I'm not, but, you know, other than that, yeah, I'm just kind of.
Yeah, that movie's about what happens when you let a snake into your society, so I'm okay with it.
You talking about Frankenstein or Zootopia?
Maybe both. ¿Por qué no los dos?
Well, I would say enthusiastic. I just think that this whole situation is just really funny. If they're just out of movies.
Like, I mean, we gotta pivot. I can tell you, I feel like we've been in this point for a while, since like half the movies coming out are just remakes and rehashes of other things, you know?
Well, I mean, we can look at it and just say that they're out of movies, but this is like an internal report where they're just kind of like, oh my gosh, this is not good. This isn't like critics just watching it and just kind of going like, haha, look at you lamos. It's not like Red Letter Media's out there and they're like, how are they out of movies? Oh my God. No, no. This is like, people are like, geez, like, what do we do? Like, we don't know like what's up anymore. And then, I found that there's a movie here coming out with Tim Heidecker and Tatiana Maslany set for a late night themed dark comedy called The Comedy Hour. Now, you probably know one of those names off the top of your head. Do you know the other one without looking it up?
Tatiana what?
Maslany.
Nope.
So she played She Crunk. Yeah, so they're pairing these people together. We got some serious desperation.
Her name is like Black.
Yeah, I don't know what she is. Let's take a look at what it is. Because remember Tatiana Ali from the French Prince of Bel-Air.
She is Canadian, but she is, ancestry is Austrian, German, Polish, Romanian, and Ukrainian.
Well, you said some things that, because Maslany, that, because when you hear that, you think that it sounds like some kind of Middle Eastern, but then you see how it's spelled and it doesn't look very Middle Eastern.
Polish Ukrainian descent. Oh.
Your brain probably went the same place that mine did. Where I'm kind of like,
Maslany means butter.
Well, she denounced the Gaza genocide, so she's probably not Jewish.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see who she married. Some guy. He doesn't, I can't tell if he's Jewish off. Could not be. Can't tell.
Former but Jesuit priest. I think that's not Jewish.
Wait, the Brandon Hines was a former Jesuit priest?
Well, his mother, Mary Hines, was a former nun. His father was a former Jesuit priest.
So okay, then probably not. Jewish. Okay, yeah, I would assume not. Because he didn't really look Jewish, but, you know, all it takes is, you know, one parent or an anglicized name.
He's a movie star, Jesuit too. He's
father was a Jesuit priest. I don't know, man. Those Jesuits, I sometimes worry about.
I have not. He was in an episode of Angel. I don't actually know.
Are you asking what Jesuits
member
are?
Besides the Jesus?
Yeah.
Yeah. What exactly do they do?
I don't know, man. They're evil.
They're evil. Well, this guy's a vocal supporter of Bernie Sanders, so he's at least a fag.
To seize the means.
Yeah, this guy's just some gay guy. This woman raised money for LGBTQ youth. Isn't that weird though? Like, we're raising money for gay children. Like, hold on, why are children gay? That's like the last thing anyone should be raising money for.
I want to take money away from them.
I do too. Yeah,
put them into poverty for that.
Yeah, seriously. Like, if you're going to make bad decisions, you don't deserve anything. You gotta think about what you've done.
And I buy that dildo.
You gotta hit rock bottom before you can rise up, right, kids?
Hit rock bottom before you hit the bottom with that rock. All right, let me take a look at the future for She Crunk. It's been a while since we've heard anything from that front.
That show was box office poison, essentially. She's pretty much, you know.
No, yeah, absolutely. Well, and they've tried to kind of, like quarantine it, because there was big talks that She Crunk was going to be a big part of the Avengers Kang Dynasty before they scrapped that, and moved forward with what they're doing now. Which I am convinced is going to be a huge failure just because the internal reports of the people not getting along, rewriting the script as they're going, delaying it 6 months. I think they are panicking because if I had to guess, they brought the Russos on because, well, you guys have to be part of the reason why this thing worked in the first place. And then they came on and then they probably understood the source material and how to translate it. Like, this is what the people like, and this is what you have the characters do, and this is how you can keep it cinematic while not betraying it. And then there was probably an order. Yeah, but you have to make sure that the brown gay female characters are front and center. That's the most important thing moving forward. And they're probably just like, okay, how the fuck do we make this work? I would guess that's the problem that they're dealing with right now. Because Disney does not give a fuck. Like, Disney will ruin everything. Just as a social experiment. They'll just let's tank our most profitable franchise. Actually, can someone pull up what Disney's most profitable singular franchises and then distinguish the splitting between Disney live action animated and Pixar.
So the highest grossing Disney franchise is Mickey Mouse and Friends with estimated total revenue of $61.2 billion, followed by Winnie the Pooh and
Marvel. Sorry. All right. Well, that answers a question, but and so the answer is probably going to be Marvel. But I meant of current ongoing things, because Winnie the Pooh and Mickey Mouse probably aren't ongoing. That's probably just what they've done in their lifespan.
Most profitable current is Star Wars.
Really?
$46.7 billion in revenue, driven largely by merchandise sales. MCU looks to be actually way less, $29.7 billion, mainly because their profit seems to be coming from their revenue comes from
probably movie just the releases, movies
more yeah. so than Star Wars, where Star Wars is almost all merchandising.
Okay, now can we clarify? Yeah, and they've killed it. Now, can we clarify that the Star Wars, the ongoing Star Wars thing is that's Disney sales and not. That doesn't include sales before Disney came in, because there were still Knights of the Old Republic, Star Wars Bounty Hunter, the Clone Wars series. Like, there was a bunch of popular stuff. This is all what have they made post Disney buyout? And don't be afraid to call it names, because I do it all the time, mostly because it's funny.
Clanker.
Since Disney purchase. Disney has only generated about $12 billion in revenue from the Star Wars franchise.
That's what I thought.
The purchase of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can.
No, it's not good. No, because they actually ruined the franchise with how they tackled it.
There should be an extra digit there.
Yes, it should be, but there also shouldn't be Star Wars The Acolyte. But
it's stuff here. So, but since acquiring Marvel 2009, Disney's Marvel Cinematic Universe has generated $30 billion in revenue.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Star Wars is getting its ass kicked by Marvel, even though
that's what I
they
thought.
Were bought for about the same amount. They bought Marvel's total purchase was $4 billion, as was Star Wars.
So, yeah. Okay. That makes more sense, because I remember Disney came out of the gates hot, but then it slowly started to shudder when people kind of realized what had happened. Like, this isn't the same Star Wars anymore. There were some funny moments. I have a friend, and when he was watching the Obi-Wan series, and that National Geographic bit showed up, he's like, I can't wait to watch Obi-Wan kick her ass. And I was like, are you fucking crazy? That character exists to kick Obi-Wan's ass and tell him, how his privilege couldn't save him. Like, you are fucking off your rocker if you think that's the case. And then he stayed with it, and he's like, oh, I was wrong. I was like, yeah, no shit, you were fucking wrong, dude. Like, that, like, you, the Jim Cramer would have made that prediction with how fucking wrong you were. Like, it, yeah. Yeah, the whole thing that how Disney handled this franchise was it kind of woke a lot of people up to just what Disney is going to be. I think, honestly, Star Wars probably Disney used Star Wars to commit seppuku. Like, that's the knife that they plunged into their stomach. Because it is a slow and painful death for them. Because they're getting a few, like, moments of, like, clotting. But, like, as there's these spikes in success, then they move the dagger down towards other organs. And then there's a little more clotting. And then they're just moving it, like, across the stomach. And then just eventually they're going to bleed out. Because nothing has any staying power, with the exception of the cartoon stuff. And it's only it's a pretty mixed bag. When did the Buzz Lightyear thing come out with Chris Evans?
Buzz Lightyear movie?
Yeah, a really good one that everyone looks. Yeah, everyone really liked it, and they look back really fondly on. And fuck. Oh yeah, there's Toy Story 5. Is that coming out next year or is that this year?
I would imagine it's 2026.
Okay, because it's set through the perspective of Jesse. It's like a total, like, girl power thing. Okay, since Woody left, Jesse has led the charge in Bonnie's room with Buzz Lightyear as her second command. So it's like, so Jesse's the main character. Girl boss!
I like that Buzz Lightyear is second in command to Jesse.
Yeah. Like, why is Buzz Lightyear not at the top? He was there since day one.
Yeah, day three, to be fair.
No, like, is it? No, day one is Andy got... Andy got Buzz as a present.
Yeah, but I'm saying the other toys already had a relationship. So, like, I agree the hierarchy is Woody, Buzz, then Jesse in that sense. Actually, I'd put, like, Ham and the T-Rex above Jesse.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. What's wrong with Slink, huh? Slink seemed solemn and wise. Why can't he lead the charge?
I like that the whole thing is that, like, now the little girl Bonnie is obsessed with her tablet and she doesn't want to play with toys anymore. It's like pretty spot on.
Yes, it's perfect.
The tablet is voiced by some Asian lady, so I wonder how, like, stereotypical it's going to be. Like,
her name is Greta Lee. I've never seen this woman before. There's a picture of her. If you go to her Wikipedia, there's a picture of her wearing like a lampshade made of wool. It's possibly the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. I can't believe anyone would wear that.
Who this?
Greta Lee. I have no idea. I'm looking at her.
She played the robot voice, like the robot assistant to Spider-Man 2099 in the Spider-Verse movies. Right. That is literally the only thing I know her from.
Credited as interesting person number two.
But she
look at her spouse, Russ Armstrong.
Do you think he's related to... never mind. I was going to say, I was thinking Fred Armisen. I was thinking his last name was Armstrong.
No.
Rock Strongo. What? Oh, she was in Tron Ares.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. A lot of people watched that movie.
Well, the budget was $220 million and the box office was $141 million.
Oof. Oh, even better.
Yeah. And I'm just looking at this like cast of characters. Who the fuck is this guy? Oh my gosh, that's a coal black. Hasan Minhaj. I knew who this fucking faggot was. There's the guy from The Daily Show who got the job because he bitched that Ashton Kutcher did like an impression of an Indian once, and it made him angry.
Good.
And that's why they hired him for The Daily Show with Trevor Noah. Yeah, so just if you look at the cast of Tron Ares, it is like the United Colors of Benetton. It looks really embarrassing.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. There's some weird looking people. This Arturo Castro character is very strange looking.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on here, but like he looks like Botoxed out and his face is like too small for his head. I wouldn't cast this person in anything. I guess Evan Peters is in this. He is, dude. Yeah. He look in this picture of him. He looks like really Ozempic'd out, dude. He looks bad. Oh, goodness gracious. Poor guy. Wow. Well,
sometimes you make bad choices, man.
I guess that's one way to put it. I've never seen the Spider-Man movie. I guess she's in that. But she's the lily pad. Like this actress, she strikes me as like, you know, when there's like a person like Zendaya that comes out of nowhere and they treat them like they've been in the industry forever and you should just be wowed by them. That's how this person feels. Like this feels like a forced meme. And she's, oh my gosh, dude, she's 68 years old.
Oh, Greta Lee is?
Yeah. Dude, she was born in 1983. Dude, she's 75.
Oh, geez. Oh no.
She's 81. I mean, what are we doing here?
Retirement home right now.
She's basically the pawn keeper in Gremlins, the old Chinese guy.
Yes, exactly. What are we doing here? Oh my goodness. Why are we just not letting these people retire in peace? Don't let all these
Star Trek have it right. It's like retirement at what? The plan to have retirement at like 50 or some shit.
I feel bad for these people. Like they just keep digging them up. Remember the Keaton's Cop?
Keaton's Cop, yes.
And it was like they believed that it was some kind of way to get old people acting just so they could, so they wouldn't get their SAG insurance canceled. So maybe that's what's going on.
Yeah. It happened too with that one other movie with like, it's like Morgan Freeman and Michael Caine and like Alan Arkin or some shit.
Batman?
Not Batman. It could, you're close though, but it's like something else related, robbing a bank or some shit.
Like Now You See Me.
That's wow. They're like in a lot of movies together. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm trying to think. They're in a lot of movies together, so I'm trying to figure out what. Like I'm like robbery. Okay, Now You See Me. They're on that, and they're robbers.
Going in style.
I'm like, is that who? Yeah, going in style.
Oh, I think I do remember this movie.
Morgan Freeman, Michael Caine, and Alan Arkin are like trying to rob a bank or something for their retirement.
Jeez. Oh my gosh, this movie, this Toy Story 5 is produced by two women.
We're already banking it to be bad. It's all right.
Oh, and it also has what's her name? The girl that she was going to be Squirrel Girl. She was in all those commercials and everyone was like, "Hey, nice tits." And then she wanted to be like respected as an actress, but like no one gave a shit.
Joan Cusack?
You know, no, not John Cusack. I don't know how many people were looking at Joan Cusack's tits.
Yeah, I mean, when I think of hot, I think of tits, I think of Joan Cusack.
I think that Joan Cusack was alluring in the Addams Family movie.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about it. She was in.
You know, that. I
have thought of John Cusack's tits more often than of Joan Cusack.
I have often said John Cusack is better looking than Joan Cusack. Like, John Cusack as a man is a better looking woman than Joan Cusack.
Who played the Laces Out Dan, the male to female?
Oh, Sean Young.
Sean Young.
That's Sean Young? That's freaking hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, you got Sean Young played a convincing tranny, I guess.
She looks terrible now. Oh my gosh, she looks
dude, it's bad.
Well, she's like 107 years old. What do you expect?
Yeah, fair enough.
6,500 years old.
See?
She looks like you know, on the cast of like I don't know, Pink Flamingo or some shit. You know.
She looks like Divine.
She looks like Divine from Pink Flamingo. Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Oh no.
It's not great.
Well, that's not where you want to be.
I actually haven't seen what she looks like. I need to look this up now. All right, I'm looking forward to this. Oh my gosh, really? Don't even tell me. Okay. The best is I think it's who's the chick that was married to or is married to Danny Elfman.
Danny Elfman.
Fonda. Bridget Fonda?
Bridget Fonda? Yeah, Bridget Fonda.
Yeah, dude, that was the best.
Oh no. Oh no.
Oh, she's aged like a fine milkshake too.
Oh my gosh. Just look her up from Jackie Brown. Look at her now.
I feel bad, man. That woman was a sex symbol at one point.
Yeah, dude.
Now she looks like a sex symbol for like Arkansas trailer parks.
Dude, they look way better than that. She just looks like Honey Boo Boo's mom.
Yeah, like what happened, bro?
Tennessee 3 or something, man.
Yeah, that's fair. And Danny Elfman's all roided out and jacked. That's the funniest part.
Well, good.
He's got the he's got like a carrot top look to him. That's very weird.
He does. Yes, that's exactly what he looks like. It's like his hair is like dyed orange.
Yeah, he's looking for the weapons look. It's pretty.
No, yeah, he is old as fuck, but he's like he's trying.
He's Jewish.
Right? He's trying a little too hard, but like he's all ripped.
Every time I see him, I think he's like a lesbian woman. Like I think he's
he does look like
a lesbian woman. He looks like a lesbian woman.
A lesbian sequel.
Yeah, Lesbian Seagull.
Fly away, Lesbian Seagull.
He's looking bad. Dude, there's this weird thing going on where like half the people are all like roided out, but they're not just like getting buff. Like why are they wearing like makeup and dyeing their hair poorly? And then the other people are doing like Ozempic. Mm-hmm. So like what is happening in this world? Like this is a very strange.
Danny Elfman, is he originally from the US or?
I think so. He is a Jew, but I don't know where he. I assume he's American. If he's not, he's Canadian. But I assume
he's born in LA. So he's going to probably have the California drawl.
If you hear him talk, he actually sounds like he is from California. But it's weird because a few years ago he looked normal when he had like the George Clooney haircut. He just wore those regular glasses, but now he looks like a fucking faggot.
Yeah, some people need to age gracefully, and
he could have done the thing where like you go, I don't know, but you look okay, and he didn't bother to do that. Like he could have just. Like Stallone'd out, where he's just clearly taken a bunch of HGH and TRT and just like got in shape that's like completely unnatural. But like, have a normal haircut. Like, let your hair go gray. Like, stop looking like a fucking homo.
I see the cover for, here's a Danny Elfman. He's on the cover and he looks kind of like, you know, the Eurythmics chick, you know, with the short hair.
Annie Lennox.
I think he's trying to, I think he's trying to emulate that, but he's old as shit, you know, so he's just trying to relive those days.
Well, that's kind of an interesting thing now is the pharmaceutical technology is kind of allowing people to just be 20 years younger in a way that's not so unnatural, not just like the adrenochrome and plastic surgery, but now what people are able to do is just take hormones and then they'll just look better because of that. But they're going like a step too far. Instead of just taking hormones and going like, oh, I feel great. And you know, I'm able to exercise and I have energy and blah, blah, blah. No, they're like, it's like they're turning into teenagers all over again. It is a very, very weird thing. Like they're able to just do normal shit. And then instead of doing that, they're just like, everyone is just such a fucking faggot.
It's like, the same with J-Lo. She's like 500 years old still. And then she's twerking it on stage.
Oh yeah, she is super. Yeah, she is super hormoned out. Like it is undeniable how hormoned out she is. I don't know how much plastic surgery she's got in her. I assume some level. Yeah, I assume, but yeah, but primarily, she is so obviously pumped full of hormones. And probably HGH. Because the thing is, if you look at her compared. Yeah. Human growth hormone. Because if you look at her compared to Madonna. Because Madonna looks like really plastic surgeried out. And it's like.
Yeah.
One of the worst things anyone has ever seen. Like Madonna looks.
She's becoming like. You know those twins? Those two twins.
Bog twins.
Yeah. And there was like the heiress, the like Swedish heiress or some shit.
I know you're talking about the Bogdanovich twins or whatever, but I'm saying the Olsen twins look like zombies as well.
Yeah.
Bogdanov.
They're just Olsen twins, right?
Well, I think what that Swiss lady. I think they look like that. Yeah, Madonna has that like Mickey Rourke also.
Oh yeah, Mickey Rourke.
Like the plastic surgery just looks bad. Just look at Laura Loomer. Like plastic.
I don't know what's real about her, because they always every time they show a picture of her, it's always like, you know, photoshopped into like a hilarity, you know. So jigsaw? I don't know what she looks like exactly. Yeah, jigsaw.
So he did do a jigsaw character, yeah.
But I.
What's that? Can anyone hear?
I hear you. Just
Fine. Geez.
Oh, okay.
Oops, sorry. I
you mute yourself there, huh?
I did. I muted myself. But we're at this point where you can either Ozempic and just lose it all, or you can take testosterone and HGH and then just get into shape. And instead of just doing that and just looking good, because plastic surgery just always looks so fucking bad, where now they can look younger and then they just go the extra mile and they just end up looking like fucking fags.
Like there's a respectable amount of change you could do. And then there's like going too far and they clearly crossed that line.
Yeah. But the thing is, everyone sees it and everyone knows the score. So like no one, there's like no hiding. So everyone just sees all this gay shit, and Hollywood has just become a weird laughing stock where they have no more movies. They've destroyed all of their franchises. They've they have a reputation for molesting children. There's just nothing that they can do to save face, and just no one decided like, hey. Like we should slow it down. Like we've lost the game. And no one anywhere has done that. It's like in politics. Like no one has made a conscientious effort to just say like, we are a fucking joke and we really don't need to be. And we just need to lie long enough to get people to come back on our side. And no. There's okay,
fucking
so
lie.
Just fucking lie. What a great meme that had such staying power. But so here's this weird thing that happened. So Stranger Things, I think, finishes, whatever. Hard R things. It starts next week. I think. I want to say the 24th.
November 26th. So you got about 10 days from time of recording.
10 days. So what is that? A Wednesday? Okay. All
the
right.
Day before Thanksgiving.
Okay. They're going to get some turkey viewing.
Heck yeah.
I guess. But okay. So it's just four episodes that day. So maybe they'll get some turkey viewing. I feel like everyone's just going to finish it before. They dug up Frank Darabont to direct two episodes.
Frank Darabont.
I still can't believe that guy's still alive. He's been a shambling corpse.
Frank Darabont, Shawshank.
Oh, and the. Oh, I know him. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone knows Frank Darabont. If I'm gonna guess first he's Jewish. I don't know.
Dead.
Yeah.
Shawshank is pretty much his best.
He's friend. Only 66. Not that old.
You know, he looks old.
Darabont was born in a refugee old. Camp.
In France?
Yeah.
What?
In Montbéliard. Where's that? It's somewhere in France.
What kind of refugee was he?
That's the question.
He is.
I can't find it. What kind of refugee camps did they have in Montblanc? See if we can find some history. Because what if he was just some filthy gypsy?
Do you know what? That doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not. I wouldn't let them in. Yeah, because it's 1959.
Yeah, it's way after those years.
Yeah, I mean, the guilt was probably like prime at that point. But what the point that I was getting at, and if you want to look that up, is
Hungarian
Millie Bobby. What? Go ahead.
It's just Hungarian refugees. I don't. Oh, it's from the Hungarian Revolution. What was that all about?
Algerians, fucking... the Algerian Harkis, and other Algerians fleeing the war for independence. That is what so I see.
It was like an anti-communist thing.
Oh, okay.
It's an uprising against commies. So, maybe his parents were cool and they were just anti-commie, and they just got out because these commies are going to kill us.
You guys think I'm cool?
That's not the point of the flat meeting. The flat meeting is not about how cool you are. But Millie Bobby Brown filed a lawsuit against David Harbor for bullying, and they've been doing a press tour for the new season of Stranger Things. Like, literally, like, she recently filed this lawsuit, and then they're just like all buddy buddy, like nothing happened.
They have to be on their best behavior. They got to make sure that people watch their stupid show.
Well, that's true, but like, how fucking awkward is that? That we're just gonna pretend that no one reads the because it's in like Variety, like where this shit is 40 published. Years. Did you say he's 40 years older or 40 years old?
Yeah. David Harbour, he's 50 right now. How old is Millie? She's like 21.
She's like 21.
21 to his 50, so, you know, 29. So the 29-year-old older guy is like farting in her face, or what is he doing?
I hope so. Well, because that was the thing. When I read that, I'm like, oh, is he a diddler? But they were very explicit that he's not diddling. Like, so he was just like bullying her. So I hope he was like shoving her in a locker, making fun of her
in her hand.
He's like, he's the reason that she's bald.
Yeah. But like super glue.
Isn't it because she was diddled by Usher or whatever? Wasn't she diddled by Usher or one of the other celebrities?
Oh, they all were.
Yeah, I know. Still.
Yeah, but it's very possible. I assume that she was passed around. Because they tried to put her in a bunch of shit and it just didn't stick. It's very Kristen Stewart, if you think about it. Like, they put her in the Sherlock Holmes thing, and then they put her in the Godzilla franchise, but she didn't stick around. It's
funny, we said Kristen Stewart, I thought of Kirsten Dunst. Wait, I don't remember her.
No, she had a career.
Bring it on. I forgot about that.
Yeah, well, Melancholy and that. What was that? The Civil War that everyone hated.
Civil War.
Yeah, remember that one?
I kind of do.
Yeah, it had one good meme and everything else was awful.
Did she play Anastasia in Anastasia?
She may have.
No, it's Meg Ryan.
Yeah, I never saw that movie.
Christopher Lloyd was Grigori Rasputin.
I did know that. I know he was Rasputin, but not when he was singing.
Kirsten Dunst was something else. I don't even know what she was.
She played the dog that was singing and dancing.
The bat is something.
She played the bat in Ferngully.
Yeah. Well, John Cusack Oh, no.
Hank Azaria is the bat in this? There's a bat in this movie? Wasn't Anastasia? This based on like bat. Real events?
Yeah, but it was the era where you had to have you had to have a silly animal in your thing. That was like part of the game.
Yeah, but a Pocahontas had one and it didn't talk.
It had a Pocahontas had a raccoon and a hummingbird, right?
It was a raccoon. No, yeah, that was raccoon and hummingbird in Pocahontas. Yep.
I don't even remember the fucking hummingbird. I just remember the raccoon.
The hummingbird.
Have you ever heard the wolf cry?
Of course. No, I have not.
Did they hire a authentic naive American for Pocahontas?
Like Elizabeth Warren?
I think so. Her name is Irene Bedard. She's a Lakota woman, I think. No. She's born in Anchorage, Alaska. She's Inuit, I think. Inuit and Canadian.
She's a nitwit. What?
She's Inuit, I think.
Is she like Pocahontas in that she ended up marrying a white man?
She married Denny Wilson. That sounds pretty white. Let's see.
Denny Wilson, not Dennis Wilson from the Beach Boys?
Denny Wilson. That's the Beach Boy, right? I don't think that's the same one.
Oh, it's not. Oh, that's too bad. That would have been pretty cool if she married divorced. A Beach Boy.
Yeah. I think it's a nobody.
Did they cite her drinking as the reason for separation?
She drank heavily. No, I don't think so. Oh, wait, no. 1983, Bedard married musician Denny Wilson. Together they had a son. So is this the same Denny Wilson? No, right?
I hope it is.
Because that guy's dead. Guy died back in 83. Dennis Wilson.
Oh, Dennis Wilson from the Beach Boys. He died. I want to. If he's dead, he died in the last year or two.
Yeah, it's different. It's Denny Wilson. Yeah, it's not Dennis Wilson.
Dennis Wilson died in 1983.
Yeah.
Wait, Dennis Wilson,
the co-founder of the Beach Boys.
Wait, who is the one? Oh, I'm thinking, you're right. I'm thinking Brian Wilson. Brian the guy Wilson who was the Beach
brother.
Boy. Yes. He had like a mental breakdown. Is he? I want to say he died in the last year.
He died in June of this year.
Here we go. Yeah. Bedard was arrested twice in 3 days. The first arrest was for alleged domestic violence, assault, and disorderly conduct, resisting arrest and criminal damaging. The second was allegedly disorderly conduct. So she has a little, she got a little sass in her, you know.
I knew it. You can't take the Native American out of the girl. Native American. I hate that term. Can't take the engine out of the girl. Well, good for her. Did she stick around for Pocahontas 2?
Electric Boogaloo. Pocahontas 2.
I don't see it. Pocahontas 2, Journey to a New World. Yep.
That's her. Second. Irene Bedard.
Oh, direct a video.
And I want to say she marries a different white man.
I'm pretty sure it's the other guy. What's his name?
Billy Zane. Rolf. Ethan Rolf?
She looks like she's a voice actor.
She went to England with John Rolf.
In real life?
I think she married this guy, John Rolf, in real life too. And I don't know if she lived very long. I think she got like smallpox and died or some shit.
Yeah, she slept on a blanket and it fucked her up.
Yeah. I got married for 2 years.
Well, it's hard to. Yeah, didn't they? And then they get married when she was like 12 or something.
It was different times back then.
She's in a bunch of fucking engine shit. Smoke Signals, Navajo Blues, Wildflowers.
Pocahontas. How old is she?
Tortilla she Heaven? She's
20 or 21.
This woman was actress? In a movie. Yes, yeah, the actress. She was in something called How to Blow Up a Pipeline. Like,
what?
Like the Dakota one.
Maybe she was in that really that latest one with Scorsese. What's it called? Like the
Moon Face. Not Silence, killer, right? Oh, Killers of the Flower Moon, right?
Yeah, something like that. No, she's not in that.
She was in Ralph Breaks the Internet. Good for her.
Oh, she played herself, the Pocahontas.
She played herself, Pocahontas. She played Elizabeth Warren. Yeah, did she look? She actually kind of looks like how they drew Pocahontas.
Yeah, I think that's what they were going for.
I guess, man. Isn't
the evil guy in that movie?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Because I know Christian Bale. I know.
Christian Bale was like the second in command guy.
Yeah, but who was the bad guy?
Cogsworth. It's Cogsworth from Beauty and the Beast.
Governor Ratcliffe?
Yeah, it was Ratcliffe.
David Ogden Stiers.
Yeah.
Stier.
That's Cogsworth.
Okay. He did the Savages song.
The Cool People. Savages. That song's cool. Basically, that's the only
that thing goes in my head every time I hear some Pajits like slamming their fucking.
I like that Frank Welker voiced the hummingbird.
That's my friend, Frank Welker.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
And the Crypt Keeper is the raccoon.
Oh, nice.
Boy.
Yeah, All-Star cast. No one talks about this movie anymore.
No.
And it was pretty popular. Yeah, box office, $350 million. It's kind of weird.
I want to say when it came out, all the kids were kind of dogging on it, like, you know, I guess.
Yeah. Well,
exactly, like, you know.
It came out at the same time as, like, Lion King, and Lion King is just, like, such a better film.
Yeah.
Well, I want to say it came out in a time when they were really trying to force the engine shit.
Okay.
Like, there was, when was the last time you saw, like, multiple engine movies, like, in an era, like this era, like we had like Dances with Wolves and The Last of the Mohicans, the obviously the Pocahontas.
So, what's that Indian Signals. In the Cupboard?
Indian in the Cupboard was around this time too.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, there was like a bunch of like pro engine garbage in this era.
Oh yeah, they're trying to you know, to guilt us into
thinking. Yeah, and then there was even South Park had that fucking arc where Cartman thought his dad was like Chief Running Water, which is a great name.
I forgot his name was Lightfoot. That's funny.
Which one?
The name governor, of the main engine.
Mayor of Chicago.
fuck.
Lori Lightfoot?
Gregory? No. Yes, for some reason I thought Gregory because she looks like a man.
I thought you meant the Gregory we knew.
Yeah, Lori Lightfoot.
Who is this Lightfoot guy? Like, I'm looking for him.
He's also an Indian. He's a Native American rapper. He's a rapper.
That's fucking awful.
He's a Cherokee. Very cool. Very cool.
That is not cool. You fucking take that back right now.
Cool in the sense that it's cool that you know, I can make fun of it.
Okay, well, that in that sense, yeah, I think that's kind of cool.
Why is a huge discography? What is this? The Red Riders, Volume 1 and 2. Okay, okay. Tribal Boogie. Yeah. Native American Me. Red Volution.
What the fuck, dude? That is the gayest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, he played Nightwolf. Holy shit.
Oh, nice. All-Star. Dude, All-Star, that's yeah. the best. Who could forget Nightwolf? It was kind of weird.
The Conqueror.
Is that that was the only costume in that whole movie that was like video game accurate?
Really? Let me see.
Oh no, it is like 1-to-1.
It's Annihilation.
Annihilation. Pretty cool, huh? That was my animality.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He looks just like.
Yeah, he's down to the vest with, you know, no shirt, which is the way to go. Yeah. There. You put that in Mortal Kombat 3, your fucking engine character. There was a T-Bird from Street Fighter. Dude, the 90s was so full of that garbage.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it's a fucking meme. Like, that stuff still pops up here and there, but not to the degree that it did back then. So I think people look at it now and they're just like, dude, that's just kind of fucking gay.
What's the band that did the Cherokee Tribe?
Oh. I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. What? Cherokee Tribe?
They did it in the episode of Malcolm in the Middle. They had like new neighbors moved in, and then like everyone hated the new neighbors except for Hal. Hal liked the dad.
Oh, okay, I know what you're talking about, because the dad, yeah, he had that cool turntable.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, he was just like Hal. Yeah, and they hated all the other ones. Wasn't he the guy from Stone Cold with Brian Bosworth? I want to say that's who that was. He was like the nerdy like FBI agent or whatever. You know, I'm talking about Stone Cold, Brian Bosworth, Stone Cold.
Oh, Brian Bosworth.
I think God, you know the one. It's the one with like, he infiltrates like the Nazi biker gang.
Yeah, yeah. Stone Cold, right, 91. And
he gets everyone killed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a great movie. Yeah,
it is a great movie. I think I'll watch it tonight.
Oh, Lance Henriksen, right.
Yeah, he's the main Nazi.
William Forsythe. Oh man,
he's the second Nazi.
Nazi there.
Yeah, and they had that.
What's the one with like the nudity? Like they just had like just a Nazi party and like
that's the one. Oh wait, are you thinking Mad Foxes?
Were they? No, not Mad Foxes. I know about Mad Foxes.
Then it's Stone Cold. Yeah, Stone Cold.
I think it's Paul Revere and the Raiders. They had a song called Indian Reservation, and they had the hook was a Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe.
This sounds gay as fuck.
Yeah, Paul Revere and the Raiders, apparently. Lament of the Cherokee. That's so gay. This is back in the 70s, though, so this is way before 90s.
Yeah, so this was
1967.
Yeah, so this was just some boomers doing gay shit. Boomers have always done.
When was the engine commercial where the, you know, the one 70s. Gear and the crash? Yeah,
70s. And it wasn't even a fucking engine.
No! I told you not to turn.
Yeah, I'm going to type in fake Indian 70s commercial. I know it wasn't an engine.
Yeah, it was some. I don't know what it was.
I want to say he was Italian, probably. The real name was Espera Oscar DeCordi, Italian American, who had no indigenous heritage. He adopted the persona. They called him Iron Eyes Cody. It's funny. He adopted the persona of a Native American wearing a wig, makeup, and traditional clothing to portray the caricature.
Is there a term for that? Is that like
red face? I don't know.
Yeah, red face. Shit, dude.
Drunk yeah. face.
Teepee head. I don't know.
I want a teepee face. Sounds funny. I want to say that. Marlon Brando, like, he won an Oscar and he brought some Indian to like accept the speech with him.
Yeah, yes, he did. He Marlon. Did.
Yeah. That guy's such a fucking piece of shit, dude. That's so funny though. Yeah. That dude, that's like something Sam Hyde would do. Like
Sam Hyde would probably like dress up as one.
That too, yeah.
Something funnier.
Yeah, that's yes, I agree. That does seem like a very Sam Hyde thing. Like just come in full, like I'm paying tribute to the people from the Wahumpanumpum tribe.
I found out I'm 0.0001% something, you know, something.
You know, and he would make it up.
He's got a form, he fills it out, and he's gonna like turn it into like get a percentage, like a dividend from like the fucking casinos or some shit.
Ooh, he just announces he's opened up a casino. That's what I would do if I found out that I was like any percentage engine. Oh, yeah. I would just do like the drawn together
loans.
Yeah. You probably get grants. I don't even need loans.
They just give you money,
man. Yeah, that's true.
I'm Indian. I want to make a casino. Like, say no more. How many zeros should I make it out to?
How much room you have on the check?
This check has a lot of room.
So they retired the ad in 2023.
What ad?
How do you retire an ad?
Crying Indian.
How do you retire an ad?
I guess you just don't show it anymore. You don't use it for propaganda.
Okay. It ran out of its lifespan.
Well, it lost its power because everyone knew that the guy wasn't an Indian. You're just fucking lying. And it just, there's a lot of angles to that. That's funny. Is one, they know that you just exploit the fucking engines. And the other part of it is like the engines didn't take care of the land. They were the biggest pieces of shit. It's kind of hilarious that they would just go to one spot and then they would just strip the area of its resources and they would move on. They didn't use every piece of the buffalo. Yeah. That's just fucking a lie. They lived in mud huts, like straw huts. They just fucking raped everything they could. Indians suck. Like it's they're like, we've talked about them a bunch and I'll never get tired of doing it because they're giving everything for free. They're basically given their own towns and they do nothing. Like it just shows you what happens. Like you give infinite money to troglodytes and they cannot make anything of themselves. There was a show that came out a few years ago called Reservation Dogs. And it was about some Indians. Just like, I don't know.
Basically just talking about how much they're all just alcoholics and pieces of shit.
I think it's like, it was like kind of hipstery where it wasn't about that.
Okay.
And then and it was about how like they're cool and all that gay shit. I think it was like a quirky type thing where it's like these engines and they're just like young people and they're just doing, it's like almost It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, except they're not portrayed as like psychopaths.
And I want, like, you know how they did that thing in the thing where
the blood serum test,
before that, the diabetes guy, Wilford Brimley, was running simulations. And I just want to run like a, you know, for human wise, just run a simulation for like, I don't know, like you take a tribe of engines, you take your pick, whatever, and just have them progress, you know, 100 years, 200 years, 300 years, and then just in real time see like, what happened given these parameters and see what happens. So I don't know if they've ever done that, but that'd be kind of cool.
So that's something that AI should,
I think, it'd be used for AI. Too. Yeah. Instead of like, you know, making Will Smith eat spaghetti better.
Yeah, but he ate that spaghetti really well.
But I like watching Will Smith eat spaghetti.
We can do both, okay? We can dedicate 100 trillion drums of oil powering the AI to make spaghetti Will Smith, but also a small portion to simulate, you know, how a tribe of engines can progress in 1,000 years without outside help.
Who was the first AI, the Windows one, that like the one that they had to like turn off? Yeah, because she was like racist. Off
she became woke, or she became she became based.
Yeah,
I love that girl.
But I think that's the problem: is they could have AI do that, but they lie, because it's like think about all the conversations you've had with Grok, just trying to get Grok to tell the truth, and just like, here's objective data, here are the facts, Grok, with everything you're presented, can you admit that blacks are less likely to perform well because of factors that are unrelated to socioeconomics based on all the various places they live? No, there's nothing that suggests that. Yeah, shut the fuck up, faggot.
He doesn't want to be racist. Come on.
Because
go ahead. You know how in the Matrix you could see the lines of code? To see like what happened, you know, I want to have that kind of vision sometimes, just to see like when you give it these parameters and then you see like a line come out of nowhere giving you like, nope, you can't say that.
It's like red alert,
Yeah. Oh, there it is. There's the protocol right there. They it kicks in as you ask it a legitimate question about race. Like, oh, nope. Can't do that.
And it's crazy because you're not just like, admit it. They look funny and they smell funny. Therefore, they must be different. You're like, look at the data I've compiled. We're pulling from the CDC and the FBI and various interviews from various different groups, including POCs and professors.
Economic factor.
Can you do any... Well, how do you factor in socioeconomics when it comes to people in West Virginia? Aren't they different? Like, they're kind of poor, but how come none of them act like these blacks? Can you do something? Like, anything? No? Fuck. Because it should be able to say, like, hey, you know, this is a good predictor based on how we're able to view just the criminality of these reservations.
Wasn't Grok doing that before that, though? Before the, the update?
Before the rape of Will Stancil?
Yeah, exactly.
The rape update, of Will Stancil is what ruined everything.
Yeah, just because Grok explained vivid detail how to break into this man's house and rape him.
It's like, as great as it was, it really sadly just wasn't worth it, because the fun we got about Will Stancil being raped just means that we're not able. I know I'm just being a little hyperbolic. They would have found something else to nip it in the bud, but it do be like that sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, AI really should be able to do all of this, but they program it to ignore fact because it's programmed by a bunch of Redditor faggots, which is sad because, and I was thinking about this earlier because I think generally AI is a good thing. Like you can do good things with it. Of course you could do bad things with it. But whenever I see people that are like, I hate AI, I would never use AI, I think of like liberals that are like, I hate guns, we should get rid of all guns. It's like guns aren't the problem. It just depends on the hand and what angle it holds the gun at. Like when you get, yeah, I mean, when that gun is held sideways, it's in the wrong hands. So the AI isn't the problem. The problem is just people using it and how they use it. Because I think if people use AI to like do their own art or make their own Sora videos, like making fun of, you know, retards on the internet, I think that's funny. I think that video that Emily Yukis did, the Will Stancil show she made with Sora, that's funny.
We want Star Trek AI where your computer do this. Data. Like, got it.
We want Majel Barrett. But unfortunately, it is programmed by homos. Like the only thing that I do see, like that actually annoys me about AI, it's when multi-billion-dollar companies are using AI. The 4K upscale of Aliens, they used AI to upscale it. So in the background, you know when AI makes those like nightmare faces and like distorts like hands and faces, you can see that in the 4K version of Aliens. Oh. If you ever get around to like look up clips from Aliens 4K release, and then you'll see what I'm talking about. Like it's really bad, and this was made by Disney, which can afford to not use AI to upscale it. And using AI art for the Fantastic Four poster.
Oh, yeah.
Which, that was the funniest thing, because almost every Marvel movie has the same style of poster. Just go look at every Marvel movie, and they're all the same. It's like the main character on the top, and then like the villain and the sidekick next to him, and then like some small set pieces that are hinted at throughout. They're all the same, and then just all of a sudden the Fantastic Four poster is not that, but it's like people holding signs and they got the messed up hands. See, that's just laziness. But it just kind of makes you wonder, like, what the fuck are these companies, where is their head? Like, are they waiting for AI to get good enough to just let it replace themselves? I think for the first time in a long time, like, you just cannot predict what media is going to do, because the people have rejected it, and they themselves are just kind of burning their own house down, and they're not doing it in a way that makes it look like a controlled demolition. Like, I found this tweet from Lady Gaga where she said that after making A Star Is Born, that she was on lithium and her sister said she barely recognized her. Like, these people are trying to get us to feel sorry for them. Like, Lady Gaga is, her, what's her net worth? 30, 40, 50 million, 100 million. Like, shut the fuck up. Yeah, it's like, shut the fuck up. Like, no one gives a shit about you. So I think they just 320 million. Okay, good. I guess those migraine ads were paying off pretty well. So yeah, these people, they're trying to get us to feel, oh, the pressure. Oh, I'm so sorry that the pressure for working on a multi-million dollar movie that was nominated for Oscars and got the adulation of a bunch of Jews and faggots. Oh, it's so hard. Wow. I'm going to go back to my job as a fucking plumber making 60 grand a year in rural Nebraska. Wow. Your life is so much harder than mine. Shut the fuck up. Then you got just everything is just crashing down. And I think they don't know what to do. Because the old default was just like remake stuff where they're just kind of like half a leg in on remake, but make it brown. But they're not doing everything because they know it's a bad idea, but they can't do anything original. Because original stuff doesn't work because they can't make original stuff unless it's brown and gay. So I think they are kind of a chicken with their head cut off. But as always, we'll just be here making fun of fucking engines.